we're getting started here. It's about 5:35, and we definitely want to keep these things brief. Welcome back to the meeting. We've been a little on the small side for the last couple weeks, but that doesn't mean things haven't been happening. I noticed, Mike, you sent me a whatever it is you got back from the Legislative Services Committee. What do they call it?
We have our first draft. It looks good to me.
Yeah, they didn't change any wording, it doesn't look like.
Nope. I think the interesting thing, where have I got it? The kind of interesting part of it is where they get down to the description of it that the voters will get. I'm sorry, I didn't have that open ahead of time.
I think I've got it here.
It's the last line. For the voter's guide, which says, at the present time, New Hampshire exists as a sovereign state of the United States of America. If the amendment is adopted, New Hampshire will peaceably declare independence from the United States of America and proceed as its own sovereign nation.
I love it.
I think that's interesting. It'll give people a little time to digest and ask, are we really a sovereign state of the United States?
That is very interesting.
Yeah. So I like that, and otherwise, I think it looks good.
So you will now shoot this back to them as soon as you can get around to it? You pretty much sign off, and that's it, and then they assign a number to it. Is that how it goes?
So first, I got to get the co-sponsors signed off, and then once they're all signed off, then I'll sign off for on the last day, making sure that everyone that wants to be on is on.
Okay, cool.
And so now we have my count of reps has gone up.
Oh.
So we've got Matthew Santanastasio.
Right.
I've got Dennis Green left me a voicemail saying he wanted to be on.
Nice.
Aiden Eckenberg. I'm going to screw up his name, no doubt. He's over towards the Seed Coast, which might be challenging, but he wants on.
Okay.
And Bill Foster said he had many constituents that were very supportive and want him to be part of it also.
Wow, that's great. So is that five plus you?
That's four plus
me. Four plus you. Okay, five so far.
And I hope I haven't forgotten anybody, but I will make sure I check and see if anybody else wants to get on. It needs to be signed off.
What's interesting is I don't recognize, except for Matt Santanastasio, I don't recognize those names. Like, they don't jump out as Free Stater. I don't, not that I know everyone, but they don't jump out to me. So it sounds like this may be appealing beyond our usual bounds. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got a new crop that came in this term for the first bit, and they're pretty strong. They've grown tired of the way things are going. Mm. And obviously that isn't really even a Biden thing. They were running before Biden was elected sort of elected.
Right.
I have to. Yeah. Just got to tweak them.
Here comes another article.
Yeah. That's okay. Bring it on. I like to tell the truth as opposed to Ray Buckley, who thinks these things all the time, but just doesn't say it. Mm-hmm. There's a strong group of folks who are very liberty-minded, and as it was really funny, I was talking to one of my groups, and I had mentioned that you should check in with Michael Bolton, and he does a podcast, and someone actually blurted out, "That's my favorite podcast. I listen to it all the time."
All right,
and I can't tell you the name of it, but I'd have to think about it for a second. But I listen to it kind of occasionally. So apparently,
I know the name of it: Path to Liberty.
So one of the reps screamed out, "Path to Liberty, I listen to that all the time. It's my favorite podcast."
Good.
So, hey, maybe we'll get Michael to come on and say hi to us sometime and give us a little heads up on nullification.
And then maybe he could have you on his show. I mean, obviously, I can't make promises for him, but that would be a nice thing. I'll be appearing on there's a group that I don't know if you're familiar with the Goldback people at all. Goldback, yeah, New Hampshire Goldback. I'm on the board of directors of the UPMA, which is the United Precious Metals Association. We had our board of directors meeting. There's only three per year, but we had one this past weekend, And I missed the last one because I was in jail due to the Crypto 6 situation. And so kind of explaining to them briefly what had happened and how, you know, it's obviously not a case about the gold back, but the federal government had stolen thousands of New Hampshire gold backs from the house I live in when they did the raid. As part of their confiscation of various different things of value. And so there was one of the other board members who hosts a show on a talk station out in Salt Lake City, and his show is all about sovereignty. It's all about state sovereignty specifically. And so I told him, he invited me on his show, and I said, yeah, of course I'm happy to come on and, you know, talk about the feds. But when he told me about how he's all into sovereignty, I said, hey, you know, I'm involved in this thing going on in New Hampshire. And then he said he was going to give me most of the hour, and then he said, let's just put you on for the whole hour. Let's talk about this. So we might get some Utah, Salt Lake City coverage coming up in the next few weeks. That's going to be in early November, so that's in the works.
Very nice. And I've been getting some various contacts from media folks that, frankly, I just haven't been able to get to.
You know, if you want to pawn them off on people like Alu, I heard Alu and you on the Ernie Hancock show on Declare Your Independence. It was a great interview. I thought it was really informative, especially for people that, you know, don't know anything about New Hampshire's legislative situation and how accessible it is. You know, that you did a really good job explaining how things are really different here. And so, you know, if you're too busy, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know, Pete or Alu or Ian or whoever, Russell, I just can't make this, but can you do
it? Yeah. And, you know, like you say, with the Declare Your Independence, Ernie is a great interviewer and really, really digs into the details and asks, you know, all the right questions.
Yeah, it was really good. Let's see, what else is going on? Russell, anything out in your end of things?
Well, I was just going to ask you a couple of things. First, that, you know, that the first draft that you got back, is this something that Ian can put on nhexit.us?
I would think so.
Yeah, I actually was
not secret.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Gotcha.
I didn't know if it would be jumping the gun just because, you know, it still doesn't have a number assigned to it. It doesn't have the co-sponsors' names attached to it. So, I mean, it would be, I think, sort of worth putting out there, but maybe we should just give it another week and then, what I mean?
Well, even if you don't put on your site, if this is something that we can pass amongst our activists, I'll put it in all the places I put stuff. I'll just say, this is what Mike got, this is the first draft, you know, this is step one of 20, I don't know, whatever. That just so people know, right? And then the other one is the list of people that have been contacting you. Have you could send an update to Alu or me or somebody, we'll update that spreadsheet that Alu's got.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, so if you just email me or Alu or Ian or just, you know, hand it to somebody, and then we'll put it in.
Yeah, Russell, if you think it's worth putting that out there, I'll do it. I was sort of on the fence about it, like, yeah, I kind of want to do it, but then I'm like, next week it's going to be better, maybe I should wait. But if you think it's worth sharing around, then I can put together a post.
Yeah, just like, you know, because some people get it from this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just trying to pass it out, because I noticed we have a lot of activists that are on one or two or three different outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we pass it between all these different things, they don't know what's going on.
Right.
So, you know, I try to pass it out to, like, my five outlets, and that overlaps with, you know, Dave goes to places that I don't, Alu does other stuff, you know, and then with all these podcasts and stuff, so that'll be great. That's all I had.
Did you guys see the T-shirt design that a libertarian artist named Top Lobster came up with?
Have not.
The one that's, it's not you, it's me?
Yeah. Yeah, so just to give you an idea of what it says, it says it's not you on one line, and then beneath that is a graphic of the United States with the New Hampshire portion of the United States kind of white, and the rest of the state is dark, so it's missing, and then to the right of that is a larger image of New Hampshire sort of floating outward from the United States, and then below it says it's me. And he's been selling that on his website. And I told him, you know, I'd really like to get one with nhexit.us written on the back side of it, because it's you know, I love the design, but I'd rather somebody be able to look at it and go somewhere, right? And, like, to not have to ask you about it. to just, oh, ooh, there's a website. All right, let me go find out about it. So he said, yeah, no problem. I'll put that together. And so I've got that. I just haven't posted that yet. So I'll be posting a link to him selling. It's, you know, it's obviously a little more expensive because it's a two-sided print job. But you can get it on a hoodie. You can get it on a T-shirt. So I'm gonna get a hoodie version since things are getting a little cold up here, and that'll give me the excuse to wear it more often.
Cool. As soon as you post it, I'll spread that out. Yeah, because I thought that was a great design. I think he also has Alaska and Texas.
Yeah, maybe. He does.
But yeah, now we've got.
Oh no, it's Florida. It was Florida and Texas. He's got one for Florida.
Oh, Florida and Texas. Yeah. So yeah, well, that's good. You know, because that's why we have variety, and then we can buy them. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was neat. And, you know, nobody asked him to do that. He just saw all the talk about secession and cooked that up and just started putting it out there. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty awesome. So, like it. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah, so I don't know if I got this out, but the sign-off date for the LSR is, the deadline is October 7th.
What is that, Friday, next Friday? Thursday.
So yep. Make sure you check with me and make sure I've signed off, because wouldn't want to forget about that. That'd be horrible. And so there's one other little interesting bit that's come up, and I don't know if this has gotten any word yet. I got it sent to me directly, and I'm not sure how the language was received, but there's an LSR by a freshly minted Democrat. You can figure that out for yourself who it is. He likes his publicity, so I won't give it to him. And it's relative to qualifications for office. And this is talking about state representatives and senators. And the qualifications, and it amends a certain section, and I'll just read this because it's fairly short, is determined by the general court to have engaged in insurrection or rebellion or given aid and comfort to the enemies of the state in violation of RSA blah. This shall be determined by the House of Representatives in the case of a member of the House of Representatives and by the Senate in the case of a member of the Senate. Now we go down to his amendment that tells us what insurrection or rebellion is. And he cites the federal constitution, Article 14, Section 3. A person who engages in insurrection or rebellion against the United States or who gives aid or comfort to the enemies thereof shall be ineligible to hold elective office in a state unless Congress, by a vote of 2/3 of each house, shall remove such disability. For the purpose of this subparagraph, insurrection or rebellion shall include any action intended to separate New Hampshire from the United States.
That's interesting, because normally the definition of insurrection includes violence, we're specifically peaceful.
Okay, Ian, I don't know if you felt that. I felt that. Did you just feel a shot across the bow at the LLN studio then?
Yeah.
Did that get filed like after your filing, or was it just total coincidence that?
Well, I'm sure that because we started our talk on this subject prior to the filing period.
He caught wind of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was more than catching wind. It was out there.
And, I gotcha.
I can tell you that this representative is not a Mexican, if that matters.
All right. Well, interesting.
That'll be fun. Yeah. It's entirely this entire plan is constitutional according to our constitution in two places, Article 7, Article 10. He's got to go to a secondary set of laws on the U.S. Constitution, which came after our Constitution. So, sorry, you lose.
All right.
That's fun.
Yeah. Thanks for the update. All right, guys. I think we can keep it short today. We've all got given our updates. Anything else we're missing?
Any plans for any more activity, Russell?
The only thing I know that's happening next is Sunday we will do a town hall again, Dave Ridley, at 1 p.m. Eastern.
I know of something.
One of these channels.
Good question, Mike. There's apparently what's supposed to be a big protest or rally of some sort in Concord coming up on Saturday. I believe that starts at noon at the State Library, which I think is right across the street from the State House. That's where they're gathering. They're going to do a march. It's like a march for freedom. And I believe like a group called the Patriot Hub, New Hampshire Patriot Hub, is behind this one. Anyway, one of the guys down here, Keene, now has a weekly freedom rally that our, you know, Liberty, the usual Liberty crew, didn't set up. So like a bunch of people are coming together now that otherwise had been sort of these separate groups, and they're coming together. So I just happened to notice that when Bonnie and I were out for one of our dinners a week or two ago, and then it was back the next week. And so I talked to the organizer of it, and he says, yeah, we're doing this every week. And then he handed me a flyer for Saturday at the State House. So he said he's thinking there may be hundreds of people there at the State House on Saturday. So I'm definitely going to grab some independence flyers and head over there and hand those out. So that's my plan. I'll also be at the Keene one on Thursday with those flyers as well. So I've got a couple protests coming out to do some outreach at. And we'll also collect some petition signatures while we're there and possibly do some interviews of people as to, you know, on video, why they want to separate or divorce DC.
Excellent. Divorce DC. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So that's the plan. Maybe we'll see you there if you got time. I know you're busy, Mike, but it might be a good one to come out to.
I'll check the schedule and see if I can make it.
Yeah, I think it's like noon to three or something like that. NH Patriot Hub. .org might, if I recall correctly, be the website in question. I can double check it here. I think I've got it on the list of Keene activism. No, I didn't write that website down. Freedom NH. I guess there's two different groups. Freedom NH, NH Patriot Hub. Anyway, it starts at noon.
So. Okay. Yep. DuckDuckGo gives me NHPatriotHub.org.
Cool. All right, you guys, I'm going to get back to putting some stuff up on the website, and I appreciate your time, and let's do it again next week.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Have a great day.
See you. All right.
See you. Bye.
Bye.